I'm Mary Lean, and we're in Larrikin Pond Community Resource Centre.
Beautiful little area, and I have to say, the road, they've made a fine job of it.
They have, and there's still a little bit of work in progress, but it'll be done in the next day or two anyway, so we'll have it definitely up and running for next September.
Yes, which is very important. So Mary, tell me why we are here tonight.
We're launching Relay for Life in Kerry. It's the first time it has ever come to Kerry. It's in 17 other counties in Ireland, and it has never been in Kerry. So the reason I decided to try and bring it to Kerry is because cancer has been very prevalent in my family. My dad, for the past 26 years, has been fighting cancer, three different types. He's had 8 procedures, even his last one was last November, and he's 88. So I first came to know about Relay for Life when Dad walked as a survivor in the Offaly Relay for Life. And then he went on to go to the Kildare one, Kildare Relay. So then my daughter Cliona and I, Cliona's on the committee as well, accompanied him to Kildare. And it was 2 years ago, actually, where we saw firsthand the powerful meaning sort of behind the event. It's a very moving event. I could see the pride in Dad, like when he wore the purple T-shirt as a survivor and when he walked with his fellow survivors in the first lap. The opening lap of the event will be the survivor's lap, and that will happen in September, on the Saturday. We've seen firsthand the powerful meaning behind the whole event, and myself and Cliona decided that we have great facilities here in Larrikin Pond, and why would we not try and do it? Now, we know Dad has been a lucky one and he's surviving, but we've lost dear friends, family members down here in Kerry, in Kildare, and also those who are still fighting cancer. I have cousins, and we're honouring them too. So, as I say, we went to a Larrikin Pond Community Development and asked their approval, and we then in turn contacted Ciara Hughes from the Irish Cancer Society, and they came down to see the facilities, and
the rest is history.
The rest is history.
So, Mary, tell us, what exactly is a relay for people that don't know?
The Relay for Life is a 24-hour walk and event to raise funds for the Irish Cancer Society. It's about communities coming together to celebrate survivors, remember those loved ones we've lost, and to stand united with those who are fighting cancer. So there's sort of 3 elements to it. And it starts off at 1 o'clock on the Saturday. We go from 1 to 1. It's a 24-hour event. It starts off at 1 o'clock on the Saturday, and with the survivors opening the lap. They will have a survivor's lunch, which will be put on here in the hall for them. They will probably have some kind of, a get-together of some sort. It's still in the organising stage. And we will have teams invited to come. And each team that comes, they will have maybe their own tint. And they will be responsible for maybe a little bit of fundraising as well. And they will walk the walk, around the walk, a member of their team at all times. So for the 24 hours, we would ask a member of the team to walk around the walk. Now, the walk is about 700 steps. We may be making it smaller. As I say, it's all in the planning. And this walk will be lined with candle bags, which are on sale for €5. And the candle bags, they're samples we have made tonight, are for ones we've lost, ones that are fighting it. And, you can have anything on the candle bag if you want, just a saying, a photograph or whatever. And at dusk, they'll be lit. A candle will be lit in those and it'll be left lighting all night. And they will line the walk and they'll be left there for the 24 hours.
Mary, can we talk about your dad for a second? Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Larry Martin. He is very known well down here, actually, because my mum is from Larrikin Pond and I would have came down as a child to Kerry. My grandparents were here. So Daddy is coming here for 60-something years. So he's great friends up in the local, and they all know. And as I say, with Daddy walking in the relays, I've always fundraised down here for him, and our family has supported him. And he has, all right, gone to Kildare, so this is kind of coming to Kerry. So he hopes to be down and hopes to open it with me.
When he did that first lap, the very first relay, what was he like? What was he delighted that he did it? Was he kind of unsure of what he was getting himself in for?
Well, I actually wasn't, to be fair. I wasn't with him at the first one because he went in awfully, but my sister-in-law and her family all went with him, and he was as proud as punch. And he continued the next year, and he would go for the start off. He was in his 80s, so he would, I think he was late 70s actually at that stage, and he'd walk the first few rounds, and I think one of them he'd done 21 rounds of the field. Now, the last one, I was in Kildare 2 years ago, he was 86, and he actually done something like 12 rounds, started it off. And them survivors, they open it up on Saturday, and we're inviting them back then on the Sunday, maybe for a brunch here on Sunday morning, to close it. So it's powerful in the sense that they will finish out the relay as well.
So I'm Ciara Hughes, I am the Relay for Life campaign manager at the Irish Cancer Society.
Ciara, tell us about what the Relay for Life is and when it started.
So Relay for Life is actually a global initiative, and it's the largest cancer fundraising initiative in the world. It exists in 36 countries across 6 continents. So that's how special this event is, that it is global. And in Ireland, the Irish Cancer Society run about 16 events all across the country. And it's organised by committees of volunteers that are passionate about the cause, that want to bring an event to their locality. And we have an amazing committee of volunteers here in Lara Crumpon that wanted to bring the event to Kerry. So very excited to be launching it here today.
What's it mean to come down to the kingdom and, you know, have a campaign like this?
Do you know, I'm so excited because I've always wanted to have an event in Kerry. I think it's such a fantastic county with so many wonderful, generous people. And we've seen that just even from the turnout already here this evening. We haven't even kicked off and there's lots of people coming in. So it's great to see. No, we're super excited. We really wanted to have an event in every county. Currently, we have about 17 events across the country. So we're getting there. And now that we have an event in Kerry, we're very excited. It's helping to get one step further to having one in every county across the country.
Tell us a bit about the Irish Cancer Society. I suppose we had I associated with Daffodil Day, and you know, it's a really important one. We always talk about, oh, has the Daffodil Lady come around to the house yet? You know, it's one of those kind of signature things in the year. But tell us a bit about what you get up to throughout the year and the events that you actually have to do.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously Daffodil Day is our flagship fundraiser and it's coming up very soon. So, we have amazing support all across the country. And we have other campaigns that we do throughout the year. Relay for Life is one of them. So what's special about Relay for Life is, you know, it's a fundraiser and it's the biggest cancer fundraising initiative in the world, as I mentioned. But it's more than that. It's about bringing communities together, people who are affected by cancer, so that they know they don't have to face it alone, that their community is behind them and we're behind them. So, and for us at the Irish Cancer Society, events like this are amazing because it brings together that community, but it also raises much needed funds for all of the services that we provide all across the country for cancer patients and their families, for research, for advocacy. So we do a lot of work on advocacy. We are the voice of the cancer patient, and we support them in every way we can, and you know, every way that cancer impacts somebody. And also we invest heavily in research, and we're the largest voluntary funder of research in the country. And we do that to find better treatments and that will have better outcomes. Mm-hmm. So, and the variety of services that we do include everything from the transport service, where we have volunteers bringing people to and from chemotherapy appointments, our night nursing service, which is an end of life service where night nurses will go into people's homes. If a patient is terminally ill, they can spend up to 10 nights with them in their own home so that they can have the dignity of spending their last few days with their surrounded by their family. We also have daffodil centres. We have a support line that people can call and with any questions around cancer as well. So many important services that we do, research and advocacy, all fueled by amazing volunteers like the ones we have here in Lara Crumpon.
And what you say there, even just about, like, you know, with the phone line for people to call up with questions, because the worst thing anyone could do is start Googling. So isn't it better to come to ye?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So, you know, that's what we hear. And I speak to people all the time. I'm very privileged to speak to people at relays who have been impacted. And they say that, you know, they've come back from from hearing about a diagnosis. It's a very frightening time. they call the support line and there's somebody at the end of the phone that can help them, help them sort of, you know, kind of navigate all the language that they've started to hear and what does that mean for me, and just to have somebody at the end of the line that's just there for them.
So when is the Relay for Life in Kerry?
So it's a 24-hour event. It kicks off on the 5th of September and goes all the way through to the 6th of September. And you can find out more information on relayforlife.ie, and there's a section there where you can go and find your local event, and you'll find the Kerry event in there. You can register. You can register a team. You can just register yourself to come and walk the track. You can register and take part in the survivor experience, which is that survivor lap at the start, and then there'll be an experience for survivors to connect, or just drop down. You know, there's a beautiful ceremony, the Candle of Hope ceremony that takes place at dusk. So that's where people can buy a candle bag in advance or make a donation for a candle bag and write a message of hope or remembrance on the bag. And they're all placed around the track. Very moving ceremony. There'll be, you know, some poetry and speeches and music, and every bag represents a person. And those bags are lit. We have candles inside them. Gorgeous ceremony. The lights come down. You just see the flickering of the candles, and they light the way then for the rest of the evening.